This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Scores of protesters gathered for a second day in Iran on Sunday, chanting slogans against the authorities following the military's admission it had shot down a passenger plane in error after days of denying it was to blame. The Wednesday plane crash killed all 176 people on board, mostly Iranians and Iranian Canadians. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In a presentation broadcast on Iranian state television, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his unit had been prepared for an all-out conflict that night. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh took full responsibility, saying a member of his team had mistaken the Ukrainian jet for an incoming cruise missile. However, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also blamed the incident on threats and bullying by the United States.
The reality is there have been significant tensions in that region.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's spoken to both Rouhani and President Trump.
What we are calling for now is a de-escalation.
I'm Ben Thomas.
After weeks of criticism over the handling of the bushfires scorching Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Sunday he will propose a national review into the response to the disaster as the fires claimed another firefighter's life.
There's a lot of raw emotion out there, and that's why I say there are scars on our landscape and there are scars on our people and scars you won't see. And the rebuilding effort is just not rebuilding the infrastructure. It's just not rebuilding the towns and the homes. It's rebuilding communities. And to do that, you've got to help people restore as well. And no one's immune from that. None of us are.
With the Australian bush burning for nearly 3 months now, it has killed 28 people. The crisis is becoming increasingly political. For more on any of today's stories, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.